What's the best way to move people and supplies across a desert? Well, the answer may depend on what desert you are attempting to cross. The U.S. military decided to think outside the box. What resulted was an unusual sight to see in the mid-1800s. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
It all began with a goal of moving people and supplies across the country.
They were trying to find an all-weather road all the way across the United States. There was one that was being proposed that went through Utah, and there was one proposed to go through Yuma. A man named Lieutenant Beale came up with the idea of going in between because there's less mountains and there's less desert coming this way.
Vicki Sayer says that way passed through what is today Kingman, Arizona and Laughlin, Nevada. Soon, Lieutenant Beale had proposed the help of an interesting group of animals to assist with building that road.
He also found out that they had camels available. They were already in Texas. He used the camels on this road.
Soon, a caravan of camels was under the direction of the U.S. military, blazing a trail through the American Southwest. It had its ups and downs.
The camels were out here just for a couple of trips across, and they did quite well. According to Beale, he said that they could eat anything. They could pack more on them than they could with mules. They also said that the only problem they had was that the soldiers couldn't speak Arabic, so they had a hard time dealing with the camels. The camels would spit on you if they got upset.
The route and the camels all proved to be good ideas, but something else intervened.
His plan was to bring it all the way across. Unfortunately, the Civil War happened, so they went with the northern route, and the railroad went through Utah.
So what happened to those camels? A new and interesting tale was soon to unfold, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Bullhead City, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.